Delighted to be joining me in the studio from the Citizens Advice Bureau, Myra Azzopardi. Myra, good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to have you. If you want to get involved with the show, 952-784-4000. If you've got any questions about the situations for residency in Spain, permanent residency for British people and other ways we're going to be affected by Brexit, 952-784-4000. Myra will take calls, or you can email me, studio@tre.radio, or you can WhatsApp me on +34 645 99 67 95. And if you want to leave a Facebook page, post on the Facebook page, Talk Radio Europe Official. Myra, good morning to you.
Good again. Morning.
So, where are we? This is obviously something that is bothering a lot of people about permanent residency in Spain, if you're a Brit, with the rumbling approach, I hear on the horizon, of Brexit. We've dropped the B word. It's only 28 minutes to 12.
Okay, we've discussed this on this station quite a few times, but each time we've discussed something, certain things have changed, and that's the uncertainty that we've all lived with since the referendum, really. So, where are we now?
What's happened since you last spoke with Bill?
Well, the agreement was thrown out by Parliament. So what that did really is left us on looking at a deal or no deal situation, and this will affect us. Obviously, we all want a deal, because the no deal, now that the Spanish Ministry of Interior has come out and said what it wants to do, it really is not going to be so suitable for us or beneficial as a deal.
So what have they actually said, the Spanish Interior Ministry, then?
They're basically saying how we can... What everybody says is they want to guarantee. That's not the word they're quite using. A lot of people use the word guarantee our rights to remain here. Guarantee is a strong word. It means under whatever circumstances we're guaranteed, if we're residents here, that we can stay. So all they're talking about is... If there's a no deal, I'll go to the deal first. If there's
a deal,
we've known since March of 2018 on an agreement between the EU and the UK of December of the year before, I think it was December, which then became like almost ratified, it's not yet, on March of 2018. And this, under this agreement between the EU and the UK, is what residency rights will be based on. That's if there are a deal. So if there's a deal, we know basically what we'll be expected to do. Hence, everybody's been encouraged to take out permanent residency. To take out residency. And the difference between being a temporary resident, which is that you haven't resided here for 5 years, and permanent, automatic after 5 years, because the agreement actually makes it quite clear that the agreement will be subjected to some of the articles in the freedom of movement. When we update, it'll be under some of the articles. Of course, the articles for temporary residents means that you have to show you're working, you've got healthcare, etc., depending on whether you're a student, worker, whatever. Of course, what it does say, but doesn't mean it's going to happen, I'm very au fait with the bureaucracy here, that if you're a permanent resident, there's certain chapters and articles in the agreement, in the EU directive for freedom of movement, does not count. You should just be able to give you a card and change it for what the government have said. Now, the Spanish government is we're going to have the Tarjeta Identificación Extranjero, the foreigner's ID card, which is the old photo card, but not the old photo card for EU citizens, but photo cards for non-EU citizens. Remember, after March 29th, we become third country nationals. So the agreement is, updating your residency under the with an agreement is under the withdrawal agreement.
Right.
If we have a no deal, the Spanish government have said we will have to update our residency cards under the foreigners regime. That's third country. And rules are much more complicated.
Right. So it's not as a case of saying, you know, I've been living here for over 5 years, I can look after myself financially, I've got the healthcare, there may well be another set of stringent regulations.
If you're talking about no deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to have it as simple as using the agreement made in in March of last year.
Right, I mean,
or consolidated in March of last year.
Okay, so what? So if you are still already resident, then if you've got your residency, you've got your little European card, then that will become under a no deal Brexit. If we crash out, or if the UK crashes out, then that won't be relevant anymore. Is that what you're saying?
No, our cards will be relevant. We'll be updating for the TIE, but we'll be updating under different rules and regulations, which is the third country regulations. They've made that quite clear. They call it the foreigners regime. We're not known as foreigners. We're known as EU citizens. So we will become foreigners. So we really don't want that, because to apply, you know, the requisites could be quite strict.
We've got a caller on the line, 952-78-4000. Good morning, caller. You're live on TIRO. What question do you have for Myra?
Hello, Giles. Hello, Myra. Good morning, love. I'm really surprised. At the age of 50, I've been headhunted for me stud work, and I've been offered work back in Britain. Now, this Brexit thing will have implications for me, but I'm not thinking of me when I'm for it all. I'm thinking of the greater good. So, if I go back to Britain, rather than be a resident here, be better for me to pay my tax in Britain and come back here every fourth week. This is what I'm planning, and I don't think there'll be any problems with that. I can't get taxed twice because I'm not a resident here. My parents live here, and I think I'm correct in saying I can just move backwards and forwards as often as I like, because they don't want to leave me money in a Spanish bank. Yes, I don't want people getting the grubby little hands on it. I think the best way is, in the old days, you know, keeping your money under your bed or somewhere away from banks.
Okay, I have to pick you up on what you've said. Post-Brexit, if we have a transition period or not, you cannot move forward and back as you wish. You're no longer part of the Directive of Freedom of Movement. You can come to Spain for 90 days in any six-month period.
Yeah, yeah.
They're saying we're not going to have visas. A lot of countries that are not EU countries already do not use visas, but we will be checked coming in and out. You cannot come. We no longer have freedom of movement. Remember, Britain, one of the freedoms they got rid of was freedom of movement, so therefore we will not have freedom of movement. You cannot come and go as you wish.
A visa, though, can't throw money at it.
They're saying we're not going to have any visas, but even if you had a visa, you've only got 90 days in any six-month period. That is the case for all non-EU citizens.
Yeah, all right, okay, no worries. No
okay,
worries.
Okay,
see you on. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. 952-78-4000, the phone number. Studio at tre.radio is the email if you want to WhatsApp me. +34 645 99 67 95. Mari, you've got some other questions in as well, I believe.
Yes, and furthermore, on that subject,
right.
We do not, there was in the agreement an article, I think it was 32 or 33, that gave us right of freedom of movement post-Brexit, post-transition period, if we have a transition period. That was taken out, and nothing was said until now that we are to know that we do not have freedom of movement through other EU countries. We can do what we can go as non-EU nationals, and we can have 90 days and seek permission to go to various countries. So that's gone.
Right. We got some phone lines. I thought the phones might be busy on this one, so let's go to live to the lines. It's almost like doing Viewpoint. Good morning. You're live on TRE. Who's calling in? What's your question for Myra, please?
Oh, good morning. Yes, I'm calling from Benidorm. And I'm padrom in Benidorm for about 10 years now. And I wanted to know if I had to change my padrom.
No. Actually, you're an EU citizen, are you? You're a UK national?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're a EU citizen at the moment, and on the padrón you're recognised as such. You're a legal resident in Spain, yes?
Yes, I've got permanent. I've got a green paper.
Okay. Yeah, you're a permanent resident. Okay, the actual padrón law on this, and it's not always adhered to by various towns or halls, if you're EU, you actually don't have to do anything. You're not supposed to renew unless your town hall calls you to do so.
Oh,
Okay, it's up to the town hall to keep their padrón up to date. Those UK nationals who are not legal residents here but residing here and on the padrón must, like non-EU nationals, must go and update every 2 years. And this five-year thing that comes about is taking from a law, nothing to do with us having to go, UK nationals, I'm a UK national, after 5 years. So unless the town hall call you, but it might be a good idea to go and make sure you're still on there. But your history's there anyway, and you'd have proof.
I did check on one time, and it says, as long as I don't change address, which I haven't done.
Yes, or change circumstances. You don't have babies or people move in with you.
I've been here 44 years.
Oh, lovely. So, yeah, everything. You're a permanent resident, so let's hope that they stick to what the agreement says, and except for a criminality check and your documents, you shouldn't have to be proving everything else. You shouldn't have to go through the scenario that we all went through when we first applied.
Oh, that's good. The thing is that I'm a bit concerned about Brexit. I must admit, because everybody is. But by the same token, I just wondered if I had to change my padrón. That was all.
No, but do always, 10 years, you might want to go and check, but they'll probably tell you you're on there unless you change. So as I said, it's actually the town halls are supposed to keep the padrón updated.
Okay.
Thanks very much for your call, and have a great weekend. Another phone call on the line, 952-78-4000. Good morning, caller. What's your question for Myra, please?
Good morning, Joe. Just a quick question. A friend of mine's buying a property over in Spain. Is it advisable for him to buy it now or wait?
We have to think that we shouldn't sort of just put our dreams away or because of Brexit, because remember, non-EU citizens also reside in Spain. It's just that the rules will be different. Unless by a miracle we don't come out next it's 60 days, isn't it, just over, then the freedom of movement we will not have either after March 29th or after 2 years afterwards if we have an agreement, which is December 2020, which would be much better to make everybody put everything in order. So remember, other non-EU nationals have a house here. There's certain things like he won't be residing here. He's not residing. He just wants a holiday home, does he?
Yeah, he's going to come out for about 4 months a year, 2 months in the summer and 2 months in the winter.
Well, he can check on our website under the Brexit link. He'll see that he will be able to come out for 90 days in any six-month period.
Oh, well, that's okay. So no problem buying a property at this point?
No problem. As long as, just look, have a look at the website and just understand the difference between EU and non-EU.
Will do. Thanks for all your help.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you.
And we've got another caller on the line, Myra. She is proving extremely popular this morning, as always. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your question for Myra, please?
Hi, it's John from Mayhurst. I just thought, Myra, that you said there that the town hall will notify you when your padrón runs out.
Well, how do you mean when your padrón runs out? It shouldn't run out if you're EU citizen and registered.
No, that's all changed. That changed a few years ago. Now you have to renew every so often.
No, John, I'm sorry. You have to read the padrón law, and it's all quite clear on there. There was no change.
Let's put it this way. Fuengirola take you off, because they've just taken me off, because I went in to check last Monday, and they said, you've just come off.
That's
because
a disgrace.
The time period is up for you registrate. It used to be the law that you were on it forever.
Yeah.
The law hasn't changed, John. The town hall are not doing things correctly yet again.
Well, I have to say,
Myra,
that.
Well, let's warn people who live certainly in Fuengirola and wherever
certainly.
That is, it's very useful to check. And also the other thing is, as I read the padrón law, you cannot legally, I know we do it, you cannot legally be on the padrón unless you are legally living resident in Spain.
Actually, no, the padrón law says it's an obligation for the town hall to register all habitual residents on their register. And
habitual
they do residents. Not, sorry, residents, not legal residents.
Sorry.
They do not, these are the ones that have to renew after 2 years if you're not legal here with your certificates, as you know, because you work in that field. It's their obligation to register habitual, the word is habitual residence, and it's not the town hall's jurisdiction to enter into residency.
Okay.
Issues.
Let's just go on habitual. Habitual means permanent, in effect, your habit permanently to live.
Yes, you're saying you reside in Spain, so correct. And if Fuengirola's doing that, thank you for letting everybody know. They should go and check, because they shouldn't be removing you.
John? Yeah, well, they certainly have been for about 4 years.
Goodness.
Thank doing you. It because I've renewed my son's, who's non-resident, and technically I don't think he should be on it, but if I don't tell them he's not resident, they put him on.
John, thank you for your call in there. Got lots of calls coming in. Just to let you know, by the way, that's taking place in Marbella as well, because I went to check on my padron and was told that no, because it had been 5 years since I'd last.
How awful.
And that's in San
and
Pedro.
But did they notify you to go
No, of course not.
So wrong.
So
absolutely not. Not correct.
Well, I was told,
and
but,
you can actually, and they have to even put it on the bulletin if they want to, on their bulletins and things if they want to take you off. So they're not doing things correctly.
952-78-4000, another caller on the line. Good morning, caller, you're live on TRE. What's your question for Myra, please? Hello, caller, you're live on TRE.
Hello, this is John, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear now, John.
Hello, John from Mr. Pona.
Hi, John.
Hello. The lady just mentioned something about the on your residency. I have my green card, and you said it automatically registers after 5 years.
No, it doesn't automatically register. What you mean is, what I say is, you are automatically become a permanent resident. As an EU citizen, it doesn't happen for non-EU. After 5 years, you're automatically a permanent resident without having to do anything. The reason we encourage people and others to go and make sure, go and update in Estepona, they did tell me when I did it that it doesn't exist. So I stood my ground and quoted the law and said that, yes, we have the right to update our certificates, little card size or A4, to say that we live here permanently. This just helps the officials, because we've already heard how town halls are... I shouldn't despair, but I do, that they're not following the rules and the regulations. There are laws. We abide them, and so must the bureaucracy and the administrative officers. So if you haven't got con carácter permanente, you can go and put it on. All the information, if you just search on our website, am I a permanent resident, it'll give you the ins and outs and links to the laws and things.
Yeah, I am a permanent resident. I've got the card. It's just lacking those two little words, permanente resident.
Yes. You can go to the Estepona office if you can get an appointment and see if they will update. Don't tell them you don't need it. You don't need it, but you have the right to ask. And it would be good when we're updating our residency status that they can actually read that on there without telling you. You know, because a lot of people have been told after 5 years they have to renew their residency. That's wrong. That's non-EU. But it's happened, and it will continue to happen.
Okay, thank you very
much.
Thanks for
your call. You're welcome.
Another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your question for Myra, please?
Good morning, Sharon Alicante.
Good morning, Sharon.
Hello, good morning. Myra, I'm looking at the other end of things now. In the event of a no deal, this is what's really worrying me, is the money, the bottom line. Are the UK government going to pay, in the event of a no deal, continue to pay our pension rises? And I know we get free healthcare under Pedro anyway, but are they going to continue to pay our pension rises and healthcare?
It's strange, because just before I came in the studio, I was reading in the Euro Weekly what Simon Manley was saying, and was saying that no deal, that they're going to... make sure, because before this, they're going to negotiate to make sure you can get your pensions and uprated. Before this no deal scenario, the UK government had written and guaranteed that they would continue to pay pensions and uprate. But I think Manley was talking about private pensions from private companies.
Right.
Don't worry, pensioners. If you come to us, and we'll march on the streets with the Spanish pensioners.
Marvellous. That's good to hear.
Right, so what you're saying is, in the event of a no deal, you don't know whether they're going to be updating our pensions or not.
They have guaranteed that they would, whatever. The ambassador's talking about private pensions from companies.
But you don't know about the state pensions.
Well, the government have guaranteed that they will, and they don't only pay to EU countries, they pay and uprate pensions in non-EU countries, at least 8, if not more.
Yeah, but in the event of a no deal...
Well, in event of a no deal and you're a non-EU, they are still, we're not EU country, they are still paying and uprating pensions to non-EU countries. Please don't worry and keep in touch with us.
Thank you, Myra. Thank you. Cheers.
Welcome.
Thanks very much indeed. Quick question as well on the email, studio@tre.radio. Could you please ask if I have to, this is from John, if I can have to change my A4 green residence papers for the small card before we leave?
No. Right. Absolutely not. That A4 is valid. It's just that if you want to, the inconvenience is valid.
If you can't find your A4, you know you've got one, but you can't find the piece of paper itself, what's your best bet?
Ooh, go and get a copy.
Right.
Go and get a copy immediately, and hopefully they won't ask you. If you're a permanent resident, they shouldn't ask you to jump through all the hoops and show all your... And they are doing so in a lot of cases. Again, I'm sorry to say, and I will say it, and I'll stand up. Citizens' advice, just like in the UK, we're here to look after citizens. We will stand up to any bureaucracy or administrative officers that are not doing things correctly, and we will not say, oh, well, that's what they do. We will give you the facts.
952-784-1000. Good morning, caller. You've got a question for Myra, please.
Oh, yes, please. Now, I've only just come in, so you may have covered this, but I've been told by various people that they've had letters from the bank to say that they have to go in and take their passport and NIE, and otherwise their bank will be frozen from, I think they said...
This has nothing to do with Brexit. This is to do with the money laundering law of 2010.
Well, have we got to do that? I haven't had a letter. But
well, if you haven't had a letter... but you could talk to your bank about it. They just want you to show that they know who you are and update this and that. Get your P60 if money's coming. They may ask you to do so. And in some cases, again, which makes me very cross, they haven't asked people, they haven't notified it, and then they've frozen their bank accounts until they can show those.
That's what I'm worried about.
Well, go and have a speak with your bank director.
Oh, okay.
make it a day out.
Yes.
Bless you.
And tell him it's the money laundering laws of 2010. They've had years, well, 4 years after that to put this in order, since 2014.
I know.
And they're so slow. And I'm having a moan about the bureaucracy and people are not doing things
properly.
Patricia,
thank you for your call in.
Okay, bye.
And one more call. Good morning, call you live on TRE. What's your question for Myra, please?
Hello, Myra. My name's Edward in Fungarola. 2 weeks ago, I went into the NM in Fungarola.
Yes.
To sign some papers off because I finished work.
Yes.
Now, they took my letter from the padron from me because I had to have a copy of it.
Yes.
So I thought I'll go into the town hall, which is next door basically, and get another one. Well, they gave me two copies, but the interesting thing is that they said to me there's a lot of people down for residence in your apartment, and point is there was two people in the apartment.
Yes.
Which have gone back to, where is it?
To wherever their country.
Argentina.
This is and quite,
gone back to
yeah.
Argentina.
Yeah, okay.
They've gone back to Argentina. And they said to me, can you contact them? I said, well, yes. She said, can you please ask them to send us an email? And they gave us an email address.
Yes.
And say that they're no longer...
Residing there. I can see where you're going. It. Because of lack of time, let me just say something. John from Frangarola has just called in and actually said that they're taking EU citizens off the padron. And yet you have two people from Argentina no longer living there, and you can't even get them off the padron easily. This is another ridiculous thing that happens here. Try and get somebody off a padron. You have to have the police round. You have to get, like you're having to do, you have to get an email from them. That's to take somebody off that's not living, and yet they'll take Joe's soap off. It really is not acceptable. Fuengirola, get town hall, get padron, get your act together. And others that are doing the same thing. So, yes, unfortunately, but really you shouldn't worry. Is it your property or are you renting?
No, it's a renting one.
Well, don't worry. Let them sort it out.
I've been here 12 years on the padron.
So see what I'm saying? You've got the same town hall taking people off, like John, who's lived here for donkey's years, and yet they can't take two people from Argentina off that have been gone for 12 years.
The other thing which was of interest is they were saying that, no, what I'll say is in that office in Fungarola, there was a Dutchman working in the office there.
Yes.
With perfect English.
Good, yes. Yeah.
And if you ask for him, he will speak to English-speaking people.
Very good. Very good.
Edward, thank you.
Well, just make sure he knows the padron laws. Everybody that works in the padron department should be reading the padron law and updating and looking at any modifications.
Well, thank you for your calling. Got to go. Coming to a break and then back for our last 5 minutes.
TRE.
We let our programmes do the talking.
In the studio by Mara Azapardi from Citizens Advice Bureau, 952-78-4000. If you want to squeeze a quick question in, but not a lot of time. This is from Jeffrey just saying, hello, there was a question in Parliament last week about this, and the Minister, this is about pension uprates, and the Minister would only guarantee a state pension increase for those living in the EU until 2019-20. And he wouldn't commit to anything beyond 2020. So I would say, despite what Mara has suggested, this could change at any moment, and no doubt the UK government would be able to provide plenty of excuses for doing so. Correct.
They have only the uprates are only for the end of the agreement. They have to come up with something else and prepare like everything else. And I hope next time I come, Parliament will have voted and we can talk about everything to tell you what you need to do, which we haven't had time because of the calls today.
Right.
For a no deal or deal. Hopefully we know in the next 2 weeks whether we have a deal or no deal, and then we can advise you how to prepare.
I spoke with Simon Manley, our ambassador, and he just said, get your paperwork in order. That seems to be, and batten down the hatches.
Batten down the hatches, yes.
Mara, we're almost out of time. People want to find out more information about anything to do with the dreaded B word and our situation here in Spain. How can they get in touch with you?
And residency. Yeah. We have endless amount on our website. Just Google Citizens Advice Spain and search for whatever you want. There's also a Brexit link, which we found was necessary after the referendum. It's under all topics, and then underneath you'll find Brexit, and we'll keep you up to date with all the latest. And hopefully next time I come, we can talk about how you should prepare and what your rights are. That's the important thing. One thing is preparing, and then find you go to the offices and they tell you, no, it's not like that. To be informed and stand your ground will help you when we have to update.
Don't be cowed by the bureaucracy, basically, is what you're saying, Mara.
Yes. Stand. It's difficult. Go in a crowd.
No pasarán.
No pasarán. Stand your ground. I've always said that for years and years here. You've always had to, because, especially if you don't speak the language, it's very easy to just send you to another office. That was the trick.
Mara, thank you so much for your time today.